From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up his visit to Geneva. He said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop the violence in Syria.
Both sides, the opposition and the regime, have contributed to this chaos. And we are working over these next hours intensely in order to try to restore the cessation of hostilities.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who requested anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. Arab media, meanwhile, are reporting more violence in Syria's largest city, Aleppo. Edward Uranian reports.
Shelling and airstrikes pummeled targets on government and rebel sides of Syria's largest city, Aleppo, for the 11th day since a two-month-old ceasefire agreement began to break down. Syrian state TV, quoting medical sources, reported six civilians were killed and 40 wounded in government-held western districts of Aleppo after rebel militias fired rockets, mortars, and artillery. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
There was a tense call Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed into the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted off to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call for either a change in the government or new elections. Most of the country's lawmakers fled the area over the weekend when Muqtada al-Sadr's followers charged into the parliament building. This is VOA News. Venezuela's opposition says it has delivered a petition to election authorities calling for a nationwide referendum to remove President Nicolas Maduro from office. The opposition Democratic Unity Roundtable said Monday it had collected 1.85 million signatures. That's more than nine times the number needed to launch a referendum. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement being negotiated by the United States with the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being given preference over environmental and consumer concerns. The activist group released the documents in Berlin. Greenpeace European Unit Director Jorgo Riss denied the releases jeopardize the negotiations.
Whether the future of the whole process and its success is under threat now that there has been a leak, I mean, what success would it be if the process concludes and all Europeans feel like put in a straitjacket?
EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström said details in the leaked documents simply reflect each side's negotiating position. Here's the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the United States cannot continue to allow China to what he said called rape our country.
When China doesn't want to fix the problem in North Korea, we say, sorry, folks, you got to fix the problem. Because we can't continue to allow China to rape our country, and that's what they're doing.
Trump has repeatedly framed the trade deficit between the two countries as China taking advantage of the U.S., saying his skills as a dealmaker will erase the imbalance. Tuesday's primary election in Indiana is seen as a key contest in the race to become the Republican nominee. Multiple polls have put Trump ahead of Texas Senator Ted Cruz. On the Democratic side, the latest polls give former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton a small lead in Indiana over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Nearly every public school in Detroit, Michigan was closed Monday after more than 1,500 teachers called in sick. Teachers are unhappy about plans in the legislature that could mean they will not get paid over the summer. The governor of Puerto Rico says the island is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment. And he says the U.S. is partly to blame. Garcia Padilla says in a televised speech that he decided not to pay the island's creditors, but instead fund public sector salaries and health and education budgets to avoid what he called a humanitarian crisis. Padilla said he did not want a bailout and sought to restructure the existing debt. The U.S. territory, however, needs U.S. Congress to pass a restructuring bill. Political disagreements have bogged down any progress on any such measure. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.